The B-Box Penta has a series of light sensors that you interact with, and when you cast shadows or shine light on those sensors, that's feeding into a little computer that's deciding when to play and which notes to play.
Jiffer Harriman is the artist behind the B-Box Penta.
And so as you darken it, as you cover them, each output is more likely to play. And so there's 8 inputs and then there's 8 outputs. And so each light sensor has a motor that's directly connected to that sensor.
Before creating this B-Box Penta, Jiffer created a similar but a bit larger sound exhibit called the Solarophone, which is displayed at the Boulder Public Library. Eden Main, the Senior Services Manager at the East Senior Center, recalls interacting with this exhibit at the library and wanting it in the Senior Center as well.
It started with basically the, I want to make sure I pronounce this correct, the Solarophone, which was very similar. When it touched, it played sounds, and that was in the foyer of the library. And our deputy director saw that, and every time we'd go over to the library for a meeting, we'd all like play with it. And so she contacted the artist, Jiffer Harriman, and asked if the Solarophone would be appropriate to have at the West Senior Center as one of our exhibits. We periodically host exhibits. And so it was a little, it needed more space. So he created this special instrument for us, and we like to have various artistic exhibits in both centers whenever we can that are always open to the public. And it's a great introduction to senior centers because they are so multifunctional. It's great. And it also is just fun. It's just a fun thing to do, especially in the lobby.
It's not just the sounds that make the B-Box Penta exhibit special. It also has lines that resemble sound waves carved into the top of it. Jiffer says it's a way of visually representing sound waves.
It's just something that I've played with over the last few years, using software to produce these kinds of visuals. And the algorithm that's producing them is called Perlin Noise, and it's kind of a way of emulating natural variation. So you can kind of create these like wave-like patterns, can be used to simulate flocking patterns, like a flock of birds or a school of fish, kind of the way they move together. And when you use it to render these images, you kind of get these undulating wave patterns. And to me, they kind of remind me of sound waves. And so I've been incorporating them into a lot of my interfaces.
Eden Main has been seeing people of all ages and backgrounds interact with this exhibit, which catches the attention of many who hear it from a distance or see others playing with it.
They look at it and they wrinkle their brow and they walk over and they start playing it, and younger people really like it. And a lot of times for the dinners, you'll see families, little kids love it. They're playing it all the time. And so it's just been really quite fun to have something that's out of the ordinary, especially when you're not expecting it and you hit that first button and a bong goes off. You know, most people either jump or laugh, but then it intrigues them.
This interactive sound exhibit is open until November 30th at the East Senior Center, which is open to the public Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. excluding holidays. For KGNU, I'm Lena Takahashi.